Dr. Rex Warwick speaking.
Hey, Matt, how are you going?
Good. How can I help you?
Thanks.
I've got a question to ask you just around some pricing and just an exhaust as well for my 2015 WRX.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a downpipe, NVIDIA downpipe, 4.5-inch already installed on the car. But I want to know, like, obviously I want to get the rest of the exhaust done as well. That's obviously just from the cat back, I'd need the NVIDIA as well, like an NVIDIA cat back as well, exhaust, right?
So you've got an NVIDIA front section, if I'm
hearing I've got an NVIDIA, yeah, I've got an NVIDIA front section, so
yeah,
an NVIDIA downpipe, J-pipe, whatever you call it.
Yeah, so you just need the NVIDIA cat back.
NVIDIA cat back, yeah, and then it goes, what, the 2.5-inch cat back, I guess, yeah.
Well, it's a 3-inch, and then it splits to two mufflers on the back.
Yeah, correct, yeah. So I've got a... Yeah, I'd have a 3-inch now, 3-inch downpipe, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that something you guys do?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, mate. We're sort of taking bookings for about 2 weeks in advance at the moment, so we can't have anything this week or next week.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, but yeah, no problem, mate. We've got those all in stock as well.
And what is what's the pricing like on a NVIDIA cat-back?
I think they're around $18.99, if I remember correctly. They're the same price every week. Everyone charges the same thing, and then we charge $150 to install.
Oh, yeah, so I can get it for 2 Gs done.
Yeah, about that, yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. And will it make it'll make a bit of a difference in terms of the power and the sound, I'm assuming, obviously, now?
Sound, definitely. Power, not so much.
Even with the full exhaust, not too much more power, you reckon?
Yeah, the factory cat-back's not that restrictive.
But if we're doing the NVIDIA cat-back, are we changing it?
Yeah, yeah, it's just going to give you more noise, not more power.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because remember those also split into two at the back. It's not like the early ones where it's a single 2.25-inch. They flow reasonably well. Like we've made about 280 kilowatts on one of those on a factory cat-back.
Right. So, okay.
So you really, it would only be for noise?
It'd be for noise. You don't really get much more power. So a full exhaust in the 2015 WRX, you don't really get that much more power out of them, do you?
Nah, not at all, man. Yeah, the J-pipe's where you get all the power.
No shit. Because I got the J-pipe done. So I've got the J-pipe changed. It's a 3-inch NVIDIA J-pipe.
Mm-hmm.
I got that done now. And I got that done a couple of months ago at Horsepower Factory, and they couldn't really get much more power out of the car with that. Like, they got more...
Is it CVT or manual?
Manual, and they got more mid-range power.
Yeah.
They got, like, 8 kilowatts in the mid-range, but they got no top end out of it.
Wow. And what fuel are you running in it?
98. So they got no top end, but they got mid-range power, and I've got, like, a... bit more of an induction noise, obviously you can hear it, you know what I mean?
What intakes on the car?
A Mishimoto cold air intake.
Gotcha. Oh, it might be worth having a chat to them and see what's holding it back. It won't be the cat back.
Yeah, I don't know. They didn't get any top end power out of it. They didn't even know what the fuck was going on with it, to be honest. Like, they didn't know why it wasn't spitting out more power.
Gotcha. And how much power did it make?
Probably have the dyno right next to me. I do. What am I looking at now? So power 160.9 kilowatts.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, it's way off the mark.
287 torque. Power 160. Yeah, 161.2. I've got fuck all power.
Yeah, right. That needs more investigating, mate. I wouldn't be throwing more parts until you work out why it's not making power.
You reckon?
Well, it's where you're going to drop $2,000. Hopefully it makes power.
So what would you investigate? How am I investigating it?
Well, you're going to need to see why it's not making power. That'll come down to them and looking at the data. Obviously, they're the ones tuning the car.
Yeah.
Have a chat to him to say what was limiting. Is it the boost? Is there boost in it? Is there timing? Did it not take timing? Is the fueling where it needs to be? Is there something stopping it making power? Why?
Yeah, They honestly couldn't tell me. They didn't know why.
Yeah, right. Okay. So
they didn't know why. The car's been serviced by Subaru.
Did they? So they put more ignition timing into it and it didn't take it, or did it ping?
I don't know.
You're going to need to find that out. We can look at it. We can run it up here and diagnose it for you, but it's going to cost money, that's all. Whereas you've already spent the bucks with them and you've sort of got that. You can ask them, you know, tell me what do you see in the numbers there? Why are we lower on timing? Are we lower on boost? What's less than a typical car? That's the easiest way to look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
They said that they tuned it back to like a safer tune. And
why did they bring it back? Was it pinging? That's what you need to find.
It was pinging. Yeah, it was pinging. He said it was pinging. Sorry.
So if it was pinging, then that's generally a couple of things. It's either carbon buildup on the valves on those.
Yeah.
Or the shit fuel.
Yeah. So I don't know why they say shit fuel when I've always run 98 in it.
Where do you get the 98 from?
VP usually.
Yeah, that's normally pretty good. The only ones we've had drama with those cars is Shell. Shell or 7-Eleven, and then the other thing is if the plugs haven't been done recently, that's usually what those stop them making power on those cars.
The spark plugs?
Yeah.
I mean...
They get low speed pre-ignition on them.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I've always serviced the car, like...
When were the plugs done last?
Oh, fuck, I couldn't tell you, man.
Yeah, that's right. So we're just guessing. You need to work out, ask them, why is it pinging? What do you suggest we do to fix that? Because if they can't get the ignition timing into, there's a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless they left a rag in the exhaust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the factory cat-back's not going to stop you making power on that unless it's damaged.
Yeah, okay. All right, well...
Let us know. If they can't help you, you can book it in. It's $395 for us to roll it up on the dyno and get a diagnostic out of it.
They weren't that useful, eh? I don't know. I'm tempted to come to you guys and just chat it out. They were very useful.
Yeah, just give them the professional courtesy, because like we would want somebody to do that for us as well. But if they don't have an answer for you, then we've got to take that next step.
Think about it. They had the car all day.
Yeah.
And he kind of just shrugged his shoulders at the end of it and said, He goes, we don't guarantee power. That's what he said to me at the end of it. He goes, we don't guarantee power.
You do enough of them and you've got the same recipe there.
But that's what I mean.
Do you know what I mean? So I think it needs more investigation on it, that's all.
Yeah, okay.
Otherwise, you're just going to be throwing bucks at it, mate. Like, you're going to throw $2,000 at a cat back and you're end up with fuck all the difference in power. Do you know what I mean?
Correct,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of money, mate. I wouldn't be doing that yet until you work out why it's not making power.
So do you reckon put it up on the dyno?
Yeah, data log and see what's going on. With maybe a fresh tank of fuel or something like that at least, and just say, look, there's a new fresh batch of fuel. Let's see if it does anything different.
Yeah. And I'd probably just want to do that through you guys anyway, just to get your opinion on it.
Yeah, that's fine.
It is what it is. It is what it is about that. But, so what's that, $395 to chuck it up on the... Because I am curious. I am curious to know, like...
Yeah, we'll be able to see from the data.
What,
yeah.
Because if I don't need to do... whether I do a full cap, full exhaust or not... But if I can potentially get more power out of the downpipe that's already on there, and obviously with a different tune,
there's got to be something happening there that's not quite right.
Right.
That like 160 is way off the mark. You should be, if it's a manual, we should be well and truly in the 180s there.
Yeah, so it's a stage. They did a tune and intake years ago.
Yeah.
And then. So they did a stage one tune and Mishimoto intake years ago, and then I went back like 4 months ago and I did a J-pipe with them, a downpipe, the NVIDIA downpipe, and then obviously they tuned it
to the
pipe. Grunt, it does make a bit more grunt, yeah.
But not up top.
Not up top, yeah. So no, like mid-range, you feel it, like it comes on good.
Yeah.
Up top, not necessarily much more power.
Gotcha. And that's where they would have rolled the timing out.
And he kind of just said to me, he goes, well, you're going 3 inch into 2.5, and there's probably a bit of a breathing problem there.
Nah. Well, we've made way more power than that, man, with the factory cutback. Unless there's a restriction there, like they've left a rag or the fucking the midsection's collapsed or something like that.
Yeah, go.
Yeah. Let us know. Have a chat to them if you want, and we can book it in, though. Like,
but if I book it in with you guys, $395... Yep. You chuck it up on the diner, are you going to suss out, like, the whole fucking thing? Like, am I going to get, like, you will suss the whole thing out and say, all right, like, this is what
is? We can't read the tune on those. We can only look at the data being spat out. So we can look at the graphs, look at the numbers that it's been pushed out, and we can say, this is what we normally see with these. This is the relative numbers that we normally see. And then we can go from there. Like, if you want us to tune those particular cars, you have to start from scratch. You can't just edit the tune that's in there.
Yeah, okay, cool. But you'll get, obviously, the data from the dyno.
You can see the numbers that they're punching out, and if it's pinging, or if it's doing anything weird, or if the fueling's up shit creek, or the boost is not where it needs to be, and then we can go from there.
And then it's extra, obviously, tune it.
Correct.
And you could, do you think, obviously, then it could be tuned differently?
No, it's just more about seeing what data spits out. Like, they'll be doing it for a reason. They've been doing it for a long time. Like, they're not idiots. But we need to see why it's doing it. Is there, like, a fuel problem? Or is there a restriction somewhere that we're not seeing, like the intake or something like that? Like a clogged something or a leak? That's the only way you're going to know.
Yeah, they didn't specify any of that, eh?
Yeah. Obviously, like, you're going to save some bucks having them do it, but, yeah, it's up to you. We can book it in for about 2 weeks now, in advance.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll have a look. Mate. I'll probably have a chat to them and see what happens.
Sounds good, mate. No worries.
Okay, mate. Thank you.
No worries.
Bye.